As President Obama begins his last 2 years in office, one of his administration's legislative priorities is congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The TPP, as it's known, is a proposed 12-nation trade agreement between the U.S., Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. The agreement would set new rules on trade and non-trade issues such as food safety, internet freedom, the cost of pharmaceutical drugs, financial regulation, and environmental protection. With TPP negotiations nearing a conclusion, the administration is now pushing for a congressional vote on fast-track trade promotion authority, a mechanism created by Richard Nixon that would force Congress to vote on a trade agreement within 60 to 90 days of receiving it, with only limited time for debate and no amendments allowed. A broad coalition of progressive Democrats, labor unions, environmentalists, consumer advocates, and human rights activists have come together to oppose Fast Track, the TPP, and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, another proposed multi-trillion-dollar free trade agreement being negotiated with a 28-nation European Union. Opponents maintain that these trade agreements, negotiated in almost complete secrecy, will weaken U.S. regulations on labor rights, environmental protections, food safety, and medicine prices, enhancing corporate power to the detriment of middle-class workers. Some conservative Republicans also oppose Fast Track, declaring it gives the executive branch too much power. Your reporter spoke with Elisa Simmons, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, who talks about the campaign to defeat the Trans-Pacific Partnership and Fast Track Authority amid the changed political climate in Washington after the GOP took control of the U.S. Senate earlier this month.
What we know about the TPP and what causes us to be in opposition is from leaked texts. So I'll start there. You know, the biggest thing that we're in opposition to is the fact that this so-called free trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has been negotiated and has continued to be negotiated in complete secrecy. The public does not have access to the text, media doesn't have access to the text, and members of Congress, whose constitutional responsibility it is to negotiate and improve these so-called free trade agreements, they have restricted access. And it's not even. Some members have more access than others. And so when we come right out of the box and talk about this, it's the fact that we don't know what's going on. We've seen several leaks from WikiLeaks and others. And I can tell you, the provisions that we've seen in those were opposed because they go far beyond just general, generic trade in terms of tariffs, exports, imports, quotas, all of that stuff. And they really get into issues that affect our everyday lives. Scott, I'm talking about food safety. I'm talking about internet freedom. I'm talking about access to affordable medicines. You know, when did these things, you know, have to do about trade? Even aspects specific to immigration. And so what we found from the leaked text are two really important things. One is that they're based on the same flawed NAFTA model. And we've seen what 20 years of NAFTA has done to this country in terms of jobs, in terms of immigration, et cetera. And two, there are all of these issues that impact our daily lives that go far beyond trade. Those are the things that are really scary.
Tell us what is changed now in Congress, given that the GOP now controls the Senate and they have added to their majority in the House. How does that enhance the possibility that this fast-track legislation will pass?
Yeah, you know, that's a really, really good question, and I've been answering that question for a lot of people since the midterm elections. Here's the thing, Scott. It really doesn't change the campaign, and it doesn't change the math that much, and I'll tell you why. The fight to stop Fast Track, and Fast Track is the key to stopping the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we can talk about, you know, the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, TAFTA, that's the U.S.-EU deal, and there are other deals coming down the pike potentially. But the key to stopping all those deals is by stopping the president from getting fast-track authority. And the fight to stop fast-track has always been one that's focused on the House of Representatives. So the task is really to get our representatives to vote no. The Senate, we can't change the math there, and we've never really been able to be completely honest. And so the focus has always been the House. Now, talking about the fact that Republicans have gained, you know, a few seats in the House, we have to take a really close look at those seats and who they are, because there is a strong block of GOP House representatives, new and old, that do not want to give President Obama any more power. The Republican Party has been calling him the imperial president. There's a really good chance for us to win.
Elise, I wanted to ask you about public opinion here. It was a very hotly contested debate back in the 90s with the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. We had Ross Perot on television debating Al Gore, I think it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people might remember that. But I have the gut instinct that most people in this country, realizing that these free trade deals don't benefit the average worker in this country, are not in support of free trade deals. I might be wrong on that. What do public opinion polls tell us about the average American's view of this TPP and other free trade deals in the offing?
You're absolutely right. 20 years of NAFTA has really woken people up. And so, you know, I can tell you that the president's move to get fast track for the TPP is incredibly unpopular. 62% of U.S. voters oppose fast track for the TPP, and majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike reject the NAFTA-style status quo trade model. We've seen the polling. We know that's true. You know, on the Republican side, it's somewhere around 82%. So it's really high. This is, you know, not just another fight to stop a trade deal. This can really be the fight for our future and the last stand to the corporate globalization and takeover. I mean, this has huge implications, not only for our country, but for 11 other countries around the world.
That was Elise Simmons, Deputy Director of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. Learn more about the campaign to defeat the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.